This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Joining us in the studio this morning is Dr. Lilani Mohammad Noor and Dr. Moha Yusof from Bina Pavo, which is a very interesting name. Bina is, of course, the Malay word for build or construct. Apparently, Pavo means a constellation of stars in Latin. The company itself is described as a boutique family business consultation firm that offers family office services in the Asia-Pacific region, or it has aspirations to move into the Asia-Pacific region, and they operate primarily in Malaysia at the moment. Family businesses make up a significant portion of the industry, and because of its unique dynamic, family businesses often require specific or like more targeted consultation depending on the issues that a company may be undergoing. We'll get into all that as well as the kind of problems that Bina Pavo tackles. But before that, tell us a bit more about Bina Pavo in your own words. Like tell us more about what the company does.
So what we currently do is we focus on next generation development. Why we focus on next generation? Because we believe that, these are the future for family businesses. They are the next, people in line who's going to take over the business. We believe that the next generation has a lot of challenges, and hence getting a third party or a mediator would be something beneficial for family businesses. Other than that, we also look into the formation and also implementation of foundation and also implementation and formation of trust. We also look into conflict resolution because there's a lot of challenges, communication issues, or they could also be matters of the heart, and things like this. So we come in as mediators, and I think at the end of the day, what we want is cohesion.
What do you mean by matters of the heart?
Because families, they are, especially Asian families, we are very cautious of what we say. When it comes to matters of the heart, families will be afraid to say certain things. At the same time, sometimes people tend to say the wrong thing, even with the right intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it always may trigger unnecessary conflicts or misunderstanding because it involves the heart. You tend to hurt the people closest to you. Yeah, so we hope that by having our services, we will, we can organize and we can mediate and we can also plan, communication plans, meetings, and hope that the family could come together and become more harmonious.
Mm-hmm, a better unit.
Yes, a better unit.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Are there really that many family-run businesses in Malaysia? Like, does it make up like a significant portion of the market?
The global statistics is about 60 to 70%, and in some countries up to 80%. Malaysia, even though we do not really have a solid statistics, but some studies being done by PwC, studies being done by Ernst & Young,
Credit,
even Deloitte.
Credit Suisse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It does show that we are about 60 to 70% of the businesses are owned by families. Yeah. And Credit Suisse, in their 2017 report, ranked Malaysia as number 7. With the most family businesses.
Okay. Mm. So Bina Pavo is a business that helps other businesses. You help family businesses specifically. But you are a business, and as a company, you need to make money. So how does Bina Pavo make money? Like how does it sustain itself as a business? Is it purely on the consultation? Is the model more like packages, or is it case by case basis?
For services, we charge a fee. So if, let's say, the engagement is on a retainer, then there will be a retainer fee charge. And that will cover various facets of the advisory or the consultation. So we need to know what are the needs and requirements of the family. So that's why we need to talk to if possible, every family member who are involved in this process or in the family.
So we also do coaching, and mostly for the next generation, especially those who are seen to be the next in line. Yeah, so we do have coaching services. Again, it's per hour basis. At the same time, say a family requires some training, so we can say that we can take up to a maximum of 20 family members, or combination of family members and key employees. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so up to 20 of them. A minimum of 5 up to a maximum of 20 in a workshop or seminar. And again, it's per day rate. Other than that, it goes on to looking at governance in family business, looking at organizational processes, and the between family and the business, and all the way up to stewardship in family business.
Okay. Yeah. When did you, why do you target family businesses instead of like consultation for any business, like, you know, SMEs or just like regular run businesses? Why specifically family businesses?
I think I'll go back a little bit, you know, through my education.
Okay.
And my upbringing. Mm-hmm. I did my PhD. I started in 2009. I did my PhD looking at decision making by family businesses as they create ventures for the next generation. I hear a lot of dramas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the literature that I read, the books that I was exposed to, you know, and even the movies that we watch. There's a lot of drama going on.
Yeah.
At that time, in 2009, I finished in 2013. I realized that the Malaysian government itself was not talking about family business, yet close to 70% of the national GDP is contributed by family businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And family businesses employ up to about 65% of the total workforce. So, you know, it's such an important
sector
to look at. Yeah. And yet we were not, you know, as a country, we were not really looking at family businesses. We think of family businesses as, you know, a mom and pop cafe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kedai runcit,
Sabarudin, tukang kasut. Yeah. and so on. And I said, you know, SMEs and large companies, yeah, if we look at, you know, the 70% portion, that's a lot of companies that we can help to work with to ensure that they continue from one generation to the other. A lot of businesses were set up in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And today, these founders are in their 70s.
Yeah.
Hence, their next generation are either working with them or about to join them. It is timely. Now, you know, it's timely to really talk about what family business is and to address issues. Else you won't see the business passing over to the second, what more to the third generation.
Yeah. Yes? It's like the transition time now.
Correct.
Maybe some people, they differentiate between SMEs and family businesses.
Mm.
When in fact, SMEs are owned by
family businesses.
So we can describe this as family-owned SMEs. But as long as the family or family members hold majority shares of the business, we can regard the business as a family business.
Yeah, but if we look at, you know, large companies or public listed companies, you know, even holding say a 10% share. It's a substantial amount
of
net worth. Yeah?
Of the market of capitalization.
Yes. Yeah. So it should not be looked at lightly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The dynamics of family in the business should not be looked at lightly because, again, like I mentioned, there's a lot of communication or miscommunication that requires a strong foundation. Yeah, among family members to ensure continuity of the business.
So how does that work? Like do the companies approach you? Like, do they look out and you know, find you? Or do you approach them when you know that, you know, like this company might have a problem that you can solve? Do you approach those companies or do they come looking for you?
Both ways. We do it both ways.
Both ways, okay. Yeah.
And I think that's why we are trying to create awareness of Bina Pavo's existence so that family businesses know that there are there is Bina Pavo that they can approach to if they have issues or challenges with regards to the family dimension. And at the same time, we do approach some family businesses most of the time through referrals. Because to get to the decision maker, for example, the founder, we usually have to go through gatekeepers.
But I want to add with what Moha was saying about, you know, some of our clients, they approach us thinking that, you know, they've got a problem with their business or they would like us to look at, you know, their strategic plan. Yeah, but... again and again, you know, we do believe that the business owner, you know, knows best about his business. And most of the time, it's the little other issues that is contributing to, you know, to why the strategic plan could not be implemented.
The little issues around the business.
Around the business, yes. Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. So that's why we do believe that being open about conversations is vital in order for them to, you know, in implementing their strategic plan.
Okay, we will be back with Dr. Lilani and Dr. Moha from Bina Pavo, which is a family business advisory firm, right after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj and I'm joined by Dr. Lilani and Dr. Moha from Bina Pavo, which is a family business consultation firm or advisory firm that deals with solving the unique issues and the unique dynamics of family-run operations.
Between Moha and I, my forte is more on communication.
Yeah.
I look at body language. I look at the smiles that they have on their faces, or how their eyes roll to the back or to the side, yeah.
When they're speaking about specific someone,
correct. Okay. You know, sometimes you know they can say, oh yes, you know, I support what my father is doing, but you could see that their eyes are rolling elsewhere, or you know, and so on and so forth. So these are the little things that we look at as we are talking to family members or the founder, yeah? That's where I come in. As opposed to Moha, he looks into, you know, the bigger strategic plan and the financials and investment. And, of course, at the end of the day, when we, come up with our recommendation, our final report, we will put this forward and we are open to family members with regard to what we see and what we observe and what are some of the interventions that needs to be put in place in order to improve communication and harmony.
Okay, is there like a program that they have to follow? Or I don't know if you call it like a syllabus, but you know, like some kind of template or program that you base the guidance and the consulting and the consultation on?
Well, there is a certain methodology that we follow. Usually, you know, there is this a very popular model that is being used in describing family business. At the same time, it can also be used to analyze issues within a family business. It's called the three circle model.
Mm-hmm.
So the three circles are family, the family circle, the business circle, and the ownership circle. And from there, we can identify. Start identifying, analyzing issues, especially with regards to relationship among the family members, and how each dimension relates to each other. But these are things that are not talked about openly
because it's private.
It's private. Mm. Yeah, it's private. You know relationship, failed relationship between you and your siblings, or between you and your parents, it's not something that people want to talk about openly.
Yeah. Okay. How long does the program last? Like, how long does consultation last?
Each family business is unique.
Yeah.
They've got their own set of values. They've got their own sets of experience. They've got their own set of, you know, the market that they penetrate, right? So it's unique on its own. So it depends on what the family requires us to do. It can be as short as a 2 months engagement. Up to about 6 months, because that's the point where we would be able to come in and have several iteration between not just with the founder, but also with family members and employees. Yeah, and we go in back and forth, and then we will share our initial findings, and then we work on improving what we see, and we continue to discuss with them. And it will take about 6 months.
About 6 months.
Yeah, but there are instances where the project can run up to 1 year or even at a retainer basis, meaning that it is seen as a long-term engagement and they'd like us to continue to come in every month, once a month.
You also have plans to move outside Malaysia. You want to go to the APAC region, Asia-Pacific. How are those plans coming along?
Well, I think right now what we are trying to do is to create more awareness of Bina Pavo in the market. And I think right now we are growing through affiliation. So we affiliate with other family business advisory firms in Singapore, in Indonesia, in Hong Kong.
In Australia.
So I think through this networking, hopefully we can leverage on each other and at the same time being referred to each other's clients.
Do you think that family businesses in other countries will have different dynamics? Because that'll be a whole... Will that be a learning curve for you guys? Because I don't know if the families there have the same sensitivities and have the same sort of values as we do here in Malaysia. So will that be something to sort of learn as you expand? Or do you think that all families everywhere have the same core dynamic?
I think at the end of the day, all families have something in common. No doubt that, you know, different culture have different ways of doing things. Yeah, different traditions that they were brought, you know, different experiences, different exposure, even different level of education that they get, you know. But the core of it is the values.
What kind of challenges are you facing with Bina Pavo at the moment? Aside from, you said you want to get awareness out, you're doing a bit more marketing, you want the word to spread about Bina Pavo itself. Apart from that, what other challenges are you facing with the company itself?
For the company, growing the talent. Growing the talent within the company. Yes, we do have not just the both of us in the company. We have other consultants, other advisors. But I think the issue that we face is that there are not many people who are specialized in this area. It may be good for us, maybe because there is less threat. But at the same time, because of the shortage, it's not good for business expansion or business growth, because we need a consulting firm or advisory firm like Bina Pavo. We need more talent, more skilled, more competent advisors. Because in dealing with family business advisory, the knowledge and skills required are not just, you cannot just be good in finance or law or legal. You need to be good in management. We need to have a team of management consultants, behavioral scientists, legal advisors, financial advisors. Then it becomes a complete team.
And they are very specialized skills as well.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. What's next for Bina Pavo? Last question. Apart from moving into into other countries, into the APAC region, what is next for Bina Pavo?
I think we need a proper ecosystem. You know, I think in the past 5-10 years, Malaysia has been talking about entrepreneurship ecosystem. We need to look at the ecosystem which is beneficial for family businesses. So we hope that at Binapavo, we could be a point of reference and also be contributing positively towards family businesses in Malaysia and also the region. That is the hope, and that is what I expect Binapavo to be in the next 5 years and moving forward.
Definitely, we want to make money because we need to make money in order for the business to be sustainable. Mm-hmm. It's not about getting rich. It's about giving back because both of us are from family businesses as well. We understand the intricacies, the complexity, the issues faced by family businesses. And we also aspire for our families, for the businesses that our families have to also grow. And I think because of that, there is a need to help other family businesses, you know, create a solid or a strong community of family businesses with the right ecosystem, with the right support from the government. It's not always, we don't want the government to think that we are all out seeking money or grants all the time. You know, when we say ecosystem, there are a lot of other things that need to be put in place to build a vibrant, a strong ecosystem.
Like for example, in Italy and also in Australia, you know, the ministry does have a division that looks into family businesses.
Yeah.
You know, Italy have a database, you know, there is an agency that looks into family businesses, you know. So I think that is what needs to be done in Malaysia when we talk about ecosystem.
Correct.
Yeah. I just want to add one more.
Sure.
Because when Moha talks about giving back, on our website, we've started, we have this navigation tab. It's called Giving Back. And, you know, because like Moha said, both of us comes from a family in business, yeah? And our parents are in their 70s. So I've started on our website, this site where and the main objective is how do we, yeah, this young generation, I would still consider myself young, and how do we give back to our parents?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this could be how do we ensure that our parents are taken care of? And family businesses needs to look into this also.
Yeah.
So when we talk about stewardship, when I mentioned earlier, you know, as a steward, how do you ensure that, you know, when your parents gets old, what is the plans that you have for their retirement? Yeah, okay, so that needs to be put in place. So the giving back is also part of that. How do we plan to ensure that our parents are taken care of? Yeah, so we are appealing and calling on other, you know, it could be companies that, you know, could write about, you know, about elderly care, yeah, and maybe discuss on matters with regard to eating healthy and, you know, living healthy. So that is our giving back project.
Well, that's, you know, that's amazing, and I wish you good luck in everything that you do, and I hope to see the company expand. Right, I've been speaking to Dr. Lilani Mohamad Noor and Dr. Moha Yusuf of Binapavo. You can find out more about Binapavo at binapavo.com. You can check them out to find out what they're up to from time to time. If you miss any parts of this show, you can always stream it again via the BFM app or on the BFM website or on Spotify. We are parked under the podcast section. This has been Arvind Yuvaraj on Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.